President Trump's budget proposal calls for the elimination of the 21st Century Community Learning Centers program, which would save about $1.2 billion. But across the country, this program is a primary source of support for after-school and summer programs that serve students in low-income communities. There are over 50 programs in Wyoming that would be affected. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spoke with Linda Barton, who's the director of the Wyoming After School Alliance, about why summer camp matters.
Summer is an extremely important time for programming because, particularly when it comes to our low-income students, we know that through the research that students who are in that socioeconomic category really do not have the kinds of opportunities, enrichment opportunities, that more affluent families are able to do for their children. So that would include field trips and longer projects that can span a longer period of time. And it also really helps to minimize summer learning loss. And that is a critical piece when we look at summertime opportunities. Most of our kids actually, particularly in that socioeconomic status group, really lose learning over the summer. And programs that operate do both academic enrichment as well as in other enrichment activities that help support and maintain learning throughout the summer. So when kids go back to school in the fall, they're not behind. And we have research that shows that those children that participate in after-school programs versus those who do not, in that same, I want to clarify, in that same socioeconomic status group, do much better when they start school in the fall.
And for our younger listeners out there who might be hearing something that sounds dangerously similar to school.
Yeah, it's not. I can assure them it is not. Yes, they will be learning, but they won't know that they're learning because it'll be done in such an engaging process that learning becomes fun.
And so given that school's going to let out for summer vacation in early June, and this is an exciting moment for kids, but what does that look like for parents, and in particular, working parents in the state of Wyoming?
Well, that's another really important point to bring up, because what we know is it really allows our working parents to feel comforted in knowing that their children are safe, they're in structured environments, they're going to be learning for several weeks during the summer, most likely all day long, and they can rest assured that their children are being not only provided that safe learning environment, but they're also learning, and they're being provided opportunities that working parents have a hard time in providing to their children when they're working. And we know for a fact that the employers actually lose productive time because parents are worried about what's going on with their children when they're not involved in an after-school program. And that really can look like many different things. It can look like a school-based summer program. It can look like a parks and rec activity. Anything that we want to talk about helping to keep children occupied in fun, engaging activities during the summer.
What is the status of access to low-cost or free programs in the summer?
Well, all of our federally funded 21st Century Community Learning Center programs under that statute actually do run summer programs. The consistency in it is different from community to community in terms of the length of time that they are operating in terms of weeks and in terms of daily hours, really is a function of the funding that they have. Our programs are, I don't know that I want to say required, but part of their task when they are receiving federal funds is to offer summer programming. It's a very important component of the work that we do. Our concern is going into 2018, of course, and the zeroing out of 21st century community learning centers, which we are still heavily advocating for the continuation of those funds.
And for a parent who's struggling to figure out how to piece together programs and care for a kid over the summer, what resources would you recommend?
Well, basically, in their communities, programs exist either at least one, and depending on the size of the community, there could be several options. They should take a look at their school district, summer programming. Many of our programs are school-based, which means they do operate under the auspices of their school districts. And then, of course, we have community-based programs, such as the YMCAs and the Boys and Girls Clubs and park and rec affiliations. So they should really take a look at those areas. They should take a look at what's happening over the summer through their school districts and also community-based resources. Hopefully, they have a way of navigating that. But if they do not understand or know what's going on in their community, they can always call us.
Great. That's Linda Barton, the director of the Wyoming After School Alliance. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you for inviting me to join you today. I really appreciate it.